the juxtaposition of DOD and VA has been something that people have been looking at for a long time as a model for interagency operations. Talk about your experience at the crux of that, and what you're learning about what other agencies can take away from sharing information among the two biggest federal agencies.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, first of all, with both of those departments, they get better and more exciting and more proactive as time goes on in looking for new opportunities where they can really come together and partner in achieving just a stellar, state-of-the-art, premier healthcare capability, and, you know, all across the board. And it's not just healthcare, but it's also benefits for service members and veterans as well. I think that as with any department, you know, they both have extremely intelligent folks that have good leadership skill styles, great ideas, good themes. And I think one of the big differences that seems to be coming about in today's partnership between the two departments is they're actually mapping out strategies together and executing the strategy as opposed to, you know, more tactical passing of information or transactional-based kinds of exchanges of data. So I look to see really positive things from the two departments. In fact, positive in terms of really building an infrastructure together and maybe one that enjoys the same architecture and building capabilities that they will share between one another as opposed to simply making data interoperable, but actually taking advantage of economic approaches to really creating a seamless healthcare IT capability that can enjoy not only oneness between the two departments, but more importantly, that seamless premier capability be in support of the uniform members, their families, and our veterans.
How much of that evolution that you're talking about has been the result of a cultural change where the agencies are willing to no longer say, this is our stuff and we'll give you what of our stuff we think you need, or we'll give you what you need when you ask for it, rather than saying, this is potentially a field of information that is necessary and so we're gonna make that available?
Yeah, I think, and I hope it's been part of my experience that really the departments are looking beyond that and they're asking the question, what's right for those that we're serving. You know, they've given so much to us, either in past events, past missions, or current missions. What is it that we can be doing for them, and what's the right thing to do for them? And not so much about what's right for the department, but what's right for the folks that they're serving. And I think that, you know, helps bulldoze through, if you will, some of those cultural differences. You know, 2 years ago, it might have been a little bit more strained. It might have been not as quick to come in sharing tactical information, whereas today they're actually talking about using same data centers. They're talking about using the same databases and creating, you know, a singular database that will support both as they move into the future. So I think, you know, they're a lot stronger and a lot further ahead in terms of assuaging the cultural differences that might have been a bit of a hindrance in the past.
If you wanted to put a buzzword on that concept, I guess you could call it customer focus would be a phrase you could attach to that. Is that something that it's fair to say has been much more common or much more prevalent in government, in the federal government, in the past maybe 3 to 5 years rather than the time before that, where it strikes me as an outsider looking in at least that the emphasis was more on what you were talking about, where what's best for the agency rather than the people that we serve?
You know, I think there might have been a little of that, you know, certainly from all walks through the years. I would have to say that my experience in the 34 years that I worked primarily for DOD, there's always been a real customer focus there. But it was probably a customer focus strictly from, you know, inside the department walls and inside the department Title 10 responsibilities. I think what's really changing is a boldness and a willingness to look beyond that and to say, you know, in this particular instance, this really goes beyond the walls of DOD and really includes a huge partnership. I mean, such a natural life cycle progression from being a uniform member to that of a veteran. And so I think now we're looking at that population as one, as opposed to two separate customer bases, if you will.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you quickly about another one of your assignments. You, as Deputy CIO at the Marine Corps, you got to see where the Corps and the other agencies, the other branches inside the Pentagon are headed technologically. Do you get a sense that the Pentagon is on track to really take advantage of the technological advantages that they'll have, not just when it comes to warfighter equipment and so forth, but back office stuff too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you listen to a whole host of innovative discussions, and you see things that the DoD CIO is providing some leadership in, as well as the other military department CIOs. And I think for all of them as well, they're poised, they're ready to pounce on not only the technological advancements, but how they can embrace those and leverage those across the departments, the services, which I think is really key. So it's not so much about what's right for the Army or the Marine Corps or the Navy, but what's really going to work for us as a joint force.
Debbie, I warned you before we went on the air that if you did a great job, we were going to call you and make you be on again, so you can count on that, okay?
Well, thank you so much. That would be my pleasure.
Thanks.